Justin, there's a story in the Business Journal this week about whether a High Point pharmaceutical company will continue the clinical trial process on an Alzheimer's drug. What's that about?
Transtech Pharma is a very promising drug discovery company in High Point. It's been there for more than 10 years. Adnan Majali is the CEO there. And about 5 years ago, they partnered with Pfizer. This is one of the biggest drug makers in America, to take into clinical trials, phase two clinical trials, an Alzheimer's treatment. They put that into about 400 people. This was a part of a big national study. It had a lot of federal support behind it. And there were aspects of this particular therapy, this drug, which is called Transtech Pharma 488, that looked promising for people with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. Promising in the sense of it seemed to slow down the progression of the disease. All this sort of came to a head about a year ago, and Pfizer looked at these results. They did not think they were very robust. They stopped funding it. They pulled out. And the question for Transtech Pharma right now is whether they go alone by themselves and underwrite the very expensive process of phase three clinical trials, which they need to do before they can request FDA approval for a drug to put onto the market.
What was it about the phase two trials that made Pfizer decide not to continue?
Well, they looked at it, and they looked at these results, and there were three different dosages that were given. And so at the very lowest dosage, there seemed to be a modest improvement or a modest slowing down of the progression of people with moderate to minor Alzheimer's disease. At the highest level, though, there seemed to be some toxicity, that it actually made the disease progress faster. So they backed off right away. Transtech did not agree with those interpretations of the findings, and they've continued to defend the interpretations and saying this is a drug, this 488, that has quite a bit of promise, which is why they are saying maybe we need to go alone and take it forward.
Transtech is not the only area pharmaceutical company that's been involved in trials around Alzheimer's disease. Targacept has also been looking at this without much success either.
No, and again, and these are just two companies of many. You know, we have pharmaceutical companies around the world that are trying to unlock the secrets of how to treat Alzheimer's disease, which is one of the scourges in sort of global medicine right now. There are over 10 million Americans that suffer from this now, and it's increasing by the day. You know, it's a disease of older age. It's a degeneration of the brain. We don't have a good handle yet on what causes Alzheimer's disease. We have a better handle today than we did 10 years ago, but it's still really up in the air. And we have no treatments, nothing that works, which is really kind of frightening. And the most recent research to come out, Audrey, was really that there isn't anything that can reverse this disease at all. What we really need to do is identify the people that are most likely to get Alzheimer's disease and start treating them or keeping their brains healthy before they even start showing symptoms.
That's an interesting aspect of it, because even a century after the discovery and, you know, identification that this is a disease, it's still pretty much a mystery. Are we putting the cart before the horse trying to find a treatment before we even really understand the cause?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think we have a better understanding of the cause today. And you really need to do some of this simultaneously. You make some bets. Targacept made its bet that the nicotinic receptor system was a way to treat Alzheimer's. And they got no traction there. The bet that Transtech is making right now is that these beta amyloid proteins that seem to produce the plaques in the brain that tend to or seem to lead to Alzheimer's disease. If you can get the brain back into balance and those proteins stop making so much plaque, you can halt the progression. That's the bet that they're taking. There are other drug companies in other parts of the country that are taking other bets on other different targets and mechanisms. Nothing's working right now, but there's such an incredible demand and such an incredible need that you can see why so much money is going into trying to figure out how do we deal with this.
And speaking of bets, what do you think will be the tipping point for Transtech in terms of deciding whether they're going to go forward with phase three trials on their own or not?
Yeah, this is all about money to a large degree. Adnan Majali, CEO there, is very optimistic about 488. He thinks it shows a lot of promise. Now, it's one thing to have a great belief in your own science and in your own potential drug. It's another thing to have the wherewithal financially to underwrite the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars it takes to go into a worldwide phase three clinical trial with hundreds and hundreds of patients. You need to clear that hurdle before the FDA will consider your drug as something that can go out on the marketplace. So that's a big bet for Transtech to take. So we're going to see soon how much they believe in it, because if they do, they'll come up with the money to do it.
certainly for millions of people, a bet they're hoping these companies will take.
Yeah, it's true. And it's really why TransTech is going to look at this very, very seriously. For them, it might not just be about money. It might be how can they make a big difference.
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.